Senate please come to order? Would the members please vote to signify their presence?
Roll shows 16 members present this morning. Senator Salo is excused from the call of the Senate today.
Please stand for the invocation by Senator Miller.
Thank you, Mr. President. I'm going to read the first six verses out of Proverbs 22. A good name is more desirable than great riches. To be esteemed is better than silver or gold. Rich and poor have this in common. The Lord is the maker of them all. A prudent man sees dangers and takes refuge, but the simple keeps going and suffer for it. Humility and the fear of the Lord bring wealth and honor and life. In the path of the wicked lie thorns and snares, but he who guards his soul strays far from them. Train a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not turn from it. It was also in the Jewish customs, every 50 years they had what they called a jubilee, and they would let their captives go, and I just pray that this is the year of jubilee.
Senator Pierce, would you lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Tomorrow we'll have the prayer for relief of the captivity. Madam Secretary. Madam Secretary, do we have a journal for certification?
I wish to certify as requested for the journals for the 4th, 5th, and 6th legislative days.
Would somebody move approval of the journals for the 4th, 5th, and 6th legislative days?
Do that.
Without objection, the journals will be approved and certified by the Senate Secretary. That brings us to introduction of guests. Are there guests for introduction? Messages from the governor.
Messages dated May 12th. Dear Mr. President, I have signed the following bills and transmitted engrossing roll copies to the Lieutenant Governor's Office to permit filing. Conference CSHB 69, registration of and information about sex offenders, Chapter 41. CS for House Bill 453 Finance, establishing for purposes of the levy and collection of motor fuel tax and for a limited period a different tax levy on residual fuel oil used in and on certain watercraft, Chapter 42. CS for House Bill number 531, State Affairs, relating to the Milk Control Advisory Board and other various boards, and providing for an effective date, Chapter 43, SLI 1994, sincerely, Walter J. Hickel. And those are all the messages this morning.
Would the Senate please stand at ease? Will the Senate please come back to order? There will be a brief joint caucus just to see where we are in terms of strategy and getting out of here upon a motion to recess, and we'll recess to the call of the chair at about 2 o'clock. Senator Rieger?
Yeah, Mr. President, I move to stand in recess for the purpose of a joint caucus to the call of the chair.
Without objection, we're in recess to the call of the chair. The Senate, please come back to order. I believe we're under messages from the House. Madam Secretary?
Message dated May 16th to Mr. President. The House has passed CS for Senate Bill 190 Finance amended with the following amendment. House CS for CS for Senate Bill 190 State Affairs, an act related to income withholding and other methods of enforcement for orders of support, then the medical support orders amending Alaska Rule of Civil Procedure 90. Can you hear this? House has passed CS for Senate Bill 190 Finance amended with the following amendment. House CS for Senate Bill 190 State Affairs relating to income withholding and other methods of enforcement for orders of support relating to medical support orders amending Alaska Rule of Civil Procedure 90.3D and providing for an effective date with a legislative letter of intent and returning for consideration.
Senator Taylor?
I would ask that the Senate concur in the amendments to Committee Substitute Senate Bill 190 Finance amended, thus adopting House Committee Substitute Senate Bill 190 State Affairs.
Question before the Senate is concurrence in the House amendments, thus adopting House Committee Substitute Senate Bill 190 State Affairs.
Mr. President, may we have just an at ease here?
The Senate will stand at ease. Will Senate please come back to order? The motion is concur and adopt the House Committee Substitute Senate Bill 190. Senator Pierce.
Thank you. I can explain the two changes the House made. On page 6, line 11, the House amended the language which will allow withholding orders to stand for 3 years past an employee's termination date. And on page 14, line 7, they amended the language and will require an employer to intentionally fail to honor a withholding order before that employer could be held liable for the amount that's to be withheld. So there would have to be intentional failure.
Question before the Senate. Shall the Senate concur in the House amendment thus adopting House Committee Substitute, Committee Substitute, Senate Bill 190, State Affairs? Members may proceed to vote. Have all members voted? Does any member wish to change their vote? Would the Secretary lock the roll and record the vote? And so the Senate has concurred in the House amendment, thus adopting House Committee Substitute, Committee Substitute, Senate Bill 190, State Affairs. Senator Taylor.
I move that the vote on concurrence on the bill be considered the vote on the court rule change and the effective date clause.
Without objection, the roll call on final passage of House Committee Substitute, Committee Substitute, Senate Bill 190, State Affairs will be considered the roll call on the effective date clause and the court rule change.
Message dated May 10th. Dear Mr. President, the House has passed CS for Senate Bill 363 Finance amended with the following amendment. House CS for Senate Bill 363 Finance, an act making appropriation for capital project matching grant funds and for capital projects, and making an appropriation for the continuation of federal litigation and providing for an effective date and returning for consideration.
Senator Taylor.
I move that the Senate concur in the amendments to Committee Substitute Senate Bill 363 Finance amended, thus adopting House Committee Substitute Senate Bill 363 Finance.
Senator Pierce.
Thank you. The change that was made is on page 16. In the Department of Transportation Central Region, it was the addition of an authorization, not dollars, but a federal authorization for Kenai, Forest Drive, Redoubt Drive, Drainage Improvements, Reconstruction, and Resurfacing. That's a $3 million authorization. It did not change the amount of the actual federal match out of GF. So our GF total still is $99,996,600.
Question before the Senate is final passage of House Committee Substitute, Committee Substitute, Senate Bill 363 Finance. Members may proceed to vote. Have all members voted? Does any member wish to change their vote? I'm going to change my vote from a yay to a nay. Have all members voted? Does any member wish to change their vote? Would the Secretary lock the roll and record the vote? And so the Senate has failed to concur in the House amendment to Committee Substitute Senate Bill 363 Finance by a vote of 10 yeas to 8 nays. Madam Secretary.
Message dated May 15th, dear Mr. President. The House has failed to concur in the Senate amendment to CS for 201 Finance amended, namely Senate CS for House Bill 201 Finance relating to the Mental Health Land Trust and the Mental Health Land Trust litigation, and respectfully request the Senate to recede from its amendment.
Senator Taylor.
I move that the Senate recede from its amendments to Committee Substitute House Bill 201 Finance amended, thus adopting Senate Committee Substitute, Committee Substitute House Bill 201 Finance, and recommend a no vote.
The question before the Senate is, shall the Senate recede from our amendment to Committee Substitute House Bill 201 Finance? Senator Duncan?
Mr. President, would that give an explanation? This is a mental health bill, correct? And they made some amendments, technical in nature on the other side, and I'd recommend the minority vote not to recede.
The question before the Senate is, shall the Senate recede from our amendments? Now, wait a minute. You guys. Shall the Senate recede from our amendments, the Senate Committee Substitute Committee Substitute House Bill 201 Finance? Members may proceed to vote. They didn't make the amendments. Does any member wish to change their vote? Will the secretary lock the roll and record the vote? And so the Senate has failed to recede in our amendment, Senate Committee Substitute, Committee Substitute House Bill 201 Finance, by a vote of 18 nays, 0 yeas. Madam Secretary.
Message dated May 15th. Dear Mr. President, the House has failed to concur in the Senate amendment to CS House Bill number 317 Finance amended, namely Senate CS for CS for House Bill number 371 Finance appropriation to capitalize the Mental Health Trust Fund, and respectfully request the Senate to recede from its amendments.
Senator Taylor?
I move that the Senate recede from its amendment to Committee Substitute House Bill 371 Finance amended, thus adopting Senate Committee Substitute Committee Substitute House Bill 371 Finance, and recommend a vote of no.
Senator Duncan?
And Mr. President, this is the same situation as prior, except I had the first one wrong. We made the amendments, but I recommend we do not recede. This is mental health also.
Question before the Senate is, shall the Senate recede from our amendment to Committee Substitute House Bill 371 Finance amended? Senator Donald.
Could we just have an idea?
Will the Senate please come back to order? Senator Duncan, are you standing to explain this one again? Or?
Good.
Question before the Senate is, shall the Senate recede from our amendment to Committee Substitute House Bill 371, which was Senate Committee Substitute Committee Substitute House Bill 371. Members may proceed to vote. Have all members voted? Does any member wish to change their vote? Will the secretary lock the roll and record the vote? And so the Senate has failed to recede from our amendment to Committee Substitute House Bill 371 Finance amended by a vote of 18 nays to 0 yeas.
Those are all the House messages this afternoon.
Let's see. Senate will stand. Senate, please come back to order. Senator Taylor.
I move that we rescind our action in failing to adopt House Committee Substitute Committee Substitute Senate Bill Number 363 Finance. Concurrence. Yeah,
failing to
ask
concur.
We concur in those amendments. Yes, thank you.
Senator Pierce?
Never mind.
The question before the Senate is, shall the Senate rescind our action in failing to adopt the House amendments, which was House Committee Substitute Committee Substitute Senate Bill 363 Finance? Does everybody understand the question? The first motion is a motion to rescind. Members may proceed to vote. Have all members voted? Does any member wish to change their vote? Would the secretary lock the roll and record the vote? And so the Senate has rescinded our action in failing to adopt the House Committee Substitute Senate Bill 363 Finance by a vote of 15 yeas to 3 nays. That brings the question back before us for adoption. And the question before us is, shall the Senate concur in the House amendment to Committee Substitute Senate Bill 363 Finance amended, thus adopting House Committee Substitute Senate Bill 363 Finance amended? Senator Taylor.
So moved.
It is automatically before us. If there's no debate, members may proceed to vote. Have all members voted? Does any member wish to change their vote? Would the secretary lock the roll and record the vote? And so the Senate has concurred in the House amendment, thus adopting House Committee Substitute Senate Bill 363, financed by a vote of 12 yeas to 6 nays.
Move the effective date clause.
Question before the Senate is the effective date clause on House Committee Substitute Senate Bill 363, financed. Members may proceed to vote. Have all members voted? Does any member wish to change their vote? Would the secretary lock the roll and record the vote? And so the effective dates on House Committee Substitute Senate Bill 363, finance have been adopted by a vote of 18 yeas to 0 nays.
Those
Senate will stand as you please.
Okay.
Will the Senate please come back to order? Madam Secretary, do we have further messages from the House?
I have no further messages.
Communications?
I have no communications.
Reports to standing committees?
I have no standing committees.
Reports to special committees?
There are no special committee reports.
Introduction to Senate resolutions?
There are no Senate resolutions today.
Introduction to Senate bills?
There are no Senate bills.
That brings us to the consideration of the daily calendar. Would you read the first item on the calendar?
CS for House Bill number 441, Finance Amended, an act making, amending, and repealing capital and operating appropriations and providing for an effective date. Finance recommends the Senate CS and do pass. Report was sent by Senators Pearson, Frank, co-chairs, concurring Senators Reeder, Sharp, Jacqueline, Cotulla. Senator Kelly signed no recommendation. Rules recommends calendar. Report was sent by Senator Halford, concurring Senators Reeder and Jackal. Senators Little and Jarup signed no recommendation. There's a Senate CS.
CS. Senator Pierce.
I move the Senate CS for CS House Bill 441 Finance in lieu of the original bill.
Without objection, so ordered. Madam Secretary.
Senate CS for House Bill 441 Finance, and I have amendment number 1 by Senator Pierce. It's been distributed.
Senator Pierce.
I would move amendment number 1.
Amendment number 1 has been moved. There is objection. Senator Pierce, you have the floor.
That's for his way, we did the delivery. Who objected? Mr. President, was there objection?
Senator Cotulla?
I move to be asked to be as co-sponsor on this amendment.
Without objection, Senator Cotulla will be added to the amendment. Is there objection to the adoption of the amendment? Without objection, amendment number 1 is adopted.
Amendment number 2 by Senator Pierce, and it's been distributed.
Senator Pierce?
I would move amendment number 2.
Is there objection to the adoption of amendment number 2? Without objection, amendment number 2 is adopted. Madam Secretary, do you have further amendments?
Amendment number 3 by Senator Pierce, and it's been distributed.
Senator Pierce.
I'm going to move amendment number 3, but that one I would like to explain very briefly. In the Senate Finance Committee, we adopted a specific reappropriation of some old, I believe it was 1989 API money to use for $100,000 of that for the WAMI project. Since the date that we did that, not surprisingly, Health and Social Services and API has managed to encumber those specific dollars. This amendment would continue to do the $100,000 for the WAMI program. It was cut out at the Operating Budget and Conference Committee. The Senate Finance Committee had voted to support the $100,000. This would do so out of the legislative lapse. I would move amendment number 3.
Is there objection to the adoption of amendment number 3? Without objection, amendment number 3 is adopted.
I have no further amendments.
Senator Taylor?
Senate Committee Substitute Committee Substitute House Bill 441 Finance amended. Senate be considered engrossed, advanced to third reading and placed on final passage.
Without objection, Senate Committee Substitute Committee Substitute House Bill 441 Finance amended. Senate is considered engrossed, advanced to third reading and placed on final passage.
Senate CS for House Bill 441 Finance amended. Senate enact making, amending, and repealing capital operating appropriations and providing for an effective date.
question before the Senate is final passage of Senate committee.
Can we have it short at ease?
Senate will stand. Will the Senate please come back to order? Question before the Senate is final passage of Senate committee substitute. Committee substitute House Bill 441, Finance Amended Senate. If there's no debate, members may proceed to vote. Have all members voted? Does any member wish to change their vote? Would the secretary lock the roll and record the vote? And so Senate Committee Substitute House Bill 441, Finance Amended Senate, has passed the Senate by a vote of 14 yeas to 4 days.
I'm going to ask unanimous consent. Vote on passage. The bill be considered as vote on the effective date clause.
Without objection, the roll call on final passage of Senate Committee Substitute House Bill 441, Finance Amended Senate will be considered the roll call on the effective date clause.
In a special session, there's never a known last day, so I think you should almost reconsider it.
Well, there's definitely never a known last day. Senator Taylor?
Notice my reconsideration of Committee Substitute House Bill 441.
Notice the reconsideration is noted.
Move and ask unanimous consent. I'd be allowed to take up reconsideration in the same legislative day.
Without objection, reconsideration is before us in the same legislative day.
Senate CS for House Bill 441, Finance Amendment Senate. An act making, amending, and repealing cap and operate appropriations effective date before the Senate on reconsideration.
Is there debate? If there's no debate, final question is final passage of Senate Committee Substitute House Bill 441, Finance Amended Senate on reconsideration. Members may proceed to vote. Have all members voted? Does any member wish to change their vote? Would the secretary lock the roll and record the vote? And so, Senate Committee Substitute House Bill 441, Finance Amended Senate, has passed the Senate on reconsideration by a vote of 15 yeas, 3 nays. We'll get the effective date first.
Move and ask unanimous consent. The vote on passage of the bill be considered to vote on the effective date clause.
Without objection, the roll call on final passage on reconsideration will be considered the roll call on the effective date clause. Senator Taylor, would you move to waive engrossment?
I move that we waive engrossment.
Without objection, engrossment will be waived. Madam Secretary.
CS for House Bill Number 455, Finance Amended by the House Finance Committee, an act making and amending operating capital appropriations ratifying certain state expenditures, providing for an effective date. Finance recommends that Senate CS and do pass. Report was signed by Senators Frank and Pierce, co-chairs, concurring. Senators Kelly, Rigger, Sharp, Jericho, and Petula. Rules recommends calendar. Report was signed by Senator Helfer, chair, concurring. Senators Rigger and Jericho. Senators Little and Jarek sign no recommendation as a Finance Senate CS.
Senator Pierce.
I would move the Senate CS for House Bill 455 Finance in lieu of the original bill.
Is there objection to the adoption of the Finance Committee Substitute? Without objection, the Finance Committee Substitute is adopted.
Senate CS for House Bill 455 Finance, and there's an amendment number one by Senators Frank and Rieger.
Senator Rieger?
I move amendment number one and ask unanimous consent.
Okay. Amendment number one is moved and the unanimous consent is asked. There is objection, Senator Rieger.
Mr. President, Finance Committee made a reduction in the amount of the supplemental which was requested in the case of API and Harborview, and in the time that's intervened, it's not been able to be determined with any certainty whether the cut which was made in Senate Finance was sustainable or not, and this amendment would add back $200,000 to the amount appropriated to API for the fiscal year that we are in, and it would add back slightly less than $150,000 to Harborview for the year that we are in, compared to the version of the budget which we just adopted by adopting the Senate Finance CS.
Is there further debate? Question for the Senate is the adoption of Amendment Number 1. Is there further objection? Without objection, Amendment Number 1 is adopted.
I have no further amendments.
Senator Taylor?
Move and ask unanimous consent. Senate Committee Substitute House Bill 455 Finance be considered engrossed, advance to third reading, and placed on final passage.
question before the Senate. It's final passage of Senate Committee Substitute. Committee Substitute, House Bill 455, Finance Amended Senate. If there is no debate, members may proceed to vote. Have all members voted? Does any member wish to change their vote? Would the secretary lock the roll and record the vote? And so Senate Committee Substitute, Committee Substitute, House Bill 455, Finance Amended Senate, has passed the Senate by a vote of 50 yeas to 3 nays.
Move and ask unanimous consent
Senator
to vote
Taylor.
On the passage of the bill be considered to vote on the effective date clause.
Without objection, the roll call and final passage of Senate Committee Substitute, Committee Substitute, House Bill 455, Finance Amended Senate, will be considered the roll call and the effective date clause.
Serve notice of my reconsideration of Senate Committee Substitute, House Bill 455, Finance.
Senator Taylor, if you would adjourn, it would also transmit immediately.
That was kind of what I was thinking.
The Senate stand at ease, please. Senate, please come back to order. Senator Taylor, you want to withdraw your...
Yes, thank you, Mr. President. I'd move and ask unanimous consent to withdraw my notice of reconsideration.
Without objection, that notice is withdrawn. That notice will be ineffective because as we adjourn, bills are transmitted. I'd just like to take this opportunity to thank the members of the Senate for the education that they've given me over the last 2 years. You know, we all go back and forth in this business between fascination and disgust. But one of the traditions in this body that's a good one is that we don't repeat ourselves as presiding officers. And I think that avoids the temptation to use the job to maintain the job. But I have appreciated the education. It started from the Curtulas and the Bill Rays of the long ago legislature, and it continues every day. You learn something new. And the thing that I think fits more than anything else is that, you know, in spite of all the details, all the data, all the information, all the political pressure, it's personalities and it's individuals that decide everything on a personal basis. So I thank you very much for the 2 years and the education it's brought.
Mr. President.
Senator Curtulo.
I'm not going to be maudlin, but I do want to say that I'm kind of related to the Senate to China. You know, all invaders come in and finally slowly absorbs them and they take on their ways. There's some pretty hostile people I thought came over here from the House a year ago, 2 years ago. You know, that we've all kind of been accommodating and getting to work on the problems of the state together by the time the session ended this year.
Senator Ellis.
Thank you, Mr. President. With our business complete, and as the youngest member of the Senate, it's my honor and privilege to move that the Senate and the 18th Alaska Legislature stand in adjournment sine die.
Without objection, we are adjourned sine die.